Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We bring in our friend, attorney Keith Figure, to the Figured Law Group for a segment of Do I Have a Case? Keith, thanks for joining us today.
How you doing, Rob? Pleasure to be here. Looking forward to speaking with you and your listeners, as always.
I appreciate you being here today. We got some great questions today, and some of them threw me for a loop. We'll start off here. What elements must be proven to establish a claim of negligent infliction of emotional distress in a lawsuit after witnessing a car accident?
So in Pennsylvania, claim for negligent infliction of emotional distress after witnessing a car accident generally needs to prove a number of elements. And those elements, which I'll go through a little bit more detail, are proximity, observation, and a close relationship with the victim. And in some circumstances, under some case law, there might be a requirement with regard to the emotional distress that there's physical manifestations, such as insomnia or other examples I'll get through. But in Pennsylvania, in establishing, well, first off, in Pennsylvania, the law came from tort law. And basically what it allows is for recovery from emotional distress caused by another's negligence. Now, in Pennsylvania, establishing a claim for negligent infliction of emotional distress after witnessing a car accident specifically involves what's called a bystander rule. And to go through that specifically, so because all of these are defined by case law. So for a person to meet the bystander law, as I said earlier, there's three separate categories. The first is physical proximity. So the plaintiff must have been located near the accident or near the scene at the time it occurred. And that relates to the second, which is you have to have sensory or contemporaneous observation, which means the emotional distress must result from direct sensory and contemporaneous observation, which means that the plaintiff must have seen or heard the accident as it happened, not learned about it later. And then the last part, as I indicated, is the close relationship. The plaintiff must be closely related to the victim, typically immediate family members, such as a spouse, parent, child, or sibling. So if the individual is able to meet all of those categories, then they can move forward and have sufficient evidence to then present their case before a jury. So, I mean, there's more I can get into, but that kind of lays out the most significant part of establishing a claim. And again, this is specific to witnessing a car accident. There are other claims for emotional distress, whether it be like a breach of duty or other areas, but for specifically witnessing a car accident, that bystander rule would apply.
All right. Things I didn't know, so I'm glad you clarified that. When I got the question, I was like, witnessing a car accident. So, yeah.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Next question. In a divorce proceeding, how do courts typically determine the division of marital property in a community property state versus an equitable distribution state, which is Pennsylvania?
In a community property state, marital property is typically split 50-50 as it's considered jointly owned, whereas in equitable distribution states, courts divide marital property fairly based on factors like marriage length and contribution, which isn't necessarily equal. So now in community property states, say like California, Texas, marital property, assets, and debts acquired during marriage are deemed jointly owned. So typically, courts will divide it equally, which is 50-50 upon divorce, regardless of individual contributions, unless a prenuptial agreement or other exceptions apply, such as separate property pertaining to inheritance and other issues. Now, in equitable distribution states, the court's focus is to aim for a fair, not necessarily equal division of marital property. In equitable distribution states, the factors that they consider are the length of the marriage, each spouse's financial contributions and needs, non-financial contributions such as homemaking, probably care or child raising, future earning potential, custodial responsibilities. Courts have discretion to tailor division. Tax consequences, standard of living during the marriage. So there's a number of factors that they go through to determine. And so in those circumstances, it's not necessarily 50-50. It could be 60-40. And it could be in favor of the husband or the wife. So that kind of gives an overview as far as the two states. And yes, Pennsylvania is the equitable distribution, is an equitable distribution state.
All right. And our final question for today, can a verbal agreement be legally binding if one party fails to fulfill their promise to sell a car for $5,000?
In Pennsylvania, a verbal agreement to sell a car for $5,000 can be legally binding if it meets contract law requirements. However, the statute of frauds generally requires these contracts to be in writing when the goods are over $500. Now, there are some exceptions to that, which I'll get into. But proving a verbal agreement is challenging due to the evidentiary issues. And that's the biggest challenge is overcoming, because if you don't have that writing to attach, a lot of times when you file a complaint with the court, you're required to attach the contract, if it's a breach of contract, to the complaint. Now, in terms of if there is no writing, the only limited exceptions that apply, the first would be partial performance. So if the buyer made a partial payment or the seller delivered the car, the agreement may be enforced to the extent of performance. Admission in court, if the seller admits in legal proceedings that the agreement existed, they may enforce it. This doesn't apply here, which be specifically manufactured goods. Car isn't custom made. I guess you could have a custom made car, but not for $5,000 unless it's a small one. And then, of course, you have estoppel or reliance, where courts may be enforce a verbal agreement if the buyer reasonably relied on the seller's promise, like incurring costs for repairs or delivery. Now, if they are able to overcome not having that agreement in writing, the recovery would only be compensatory damages, which is the buyer's actual losses, so costs incurred relying on the agreement. It's not going to necessarily be the $5,000 they're relying on for the purchase of the car. The other is specific performance, which would make them go through with the agreement. However, that's not likely to occur. And then, as I said, the reliance damages. But again, they would have to prove that they relied on the verbal agreement and then incurred some cost or whatever, whether it may be shipping the vehicle, and then present that as a damage. But that would be the only way in the absence of the agreement that I would see.
All right. Attorney Keith Figured, thank you for those answers on those questions. If someone wants to reach out to you for a question they may not want over the air, something more personal, how can they do that?
They can contact me directly at 570-954-9299. They could send me an email at keith@figuredlaw.com, and they can send an inquiry through my website at figuredlaw.com.
All right. And if you want a question featured on a segment of Do I Have a Case with Attorney Keith Figured, you can email me at rob.odonnell@odyssey.com. And we will get that on a segment of the future Do I Have a Case with Attorney Keith Figured. Keith, thanks for joining us this on this Friday the 13th. But no, nothing scary about the answers we had today, but I appreciate your time today.
Now, I appreciate it. I hope you, Rob, and the listeners have a happy and safe weekend.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we did get word out that the state police will having DUI enforcement in the Tri-County area, so be careful out there. We already talked about with Attorney Keith Figured the costs of getting a DUI and what it could cost you out there. So,
yeah, and stay away from them protests.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Good advice there, indeed. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.